With tuppence for paper and strings, you can have your own set of wings. With your feet on the ground, you're a bird in flight. With your fist holding tight to the string of your kite. Oh, let's go fly a kite up to the highest height. Let's go fly a kite and send it soaring up through the atmosphere, up where the air is clear. Oh, let's go fly a kite.
A proper tail, don't you think?
That's what I said, sir. Go fly a kite. Oh, no, sir, no. I don't mean you personally.
Let's go fly a kite up to the highest height.
All right, we play that song once or twice a year. That's it. And when we play it, you know, Scott Fisher from Gift of Wings is going to be here. Hi, Scott. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Don. And go fly a kite.
Go fly. Your whole life is that song.
Yeah, it really has been.
There aren't too many other kite songs, are there?
There are a couple, but this is the biggie.
The famous one.
This is the famous
from
one.
From Mary Poppins.
Yeah.
We also have Zach Neff is here from IKEA, and you are the
Local marketing manager.
Yeah, okay.
Great to be here.
You come here, but you're in right here in Caledonia. Was it Caledonia?
So it's Oak Creek, just south of Milwaukee.
Oak Creek. We're only Hicks say Creek. Oak Creek and also in Schaumburg, you said?
Correct.
Okay. How'd you get involved with Scott Fisher?
Yeah, so IKEA, this is...
By the way, not that it's bad to be involved with Scott.
Oh, of course. We've loved the relationship okay. And the partnership. A couple years ago, we were looking to really kind of see how we could get back into the community and give back. And the Kite Festival seemed to be the perfect fit for us to go out and give people the opportunity to get outside for a free event. Enjoy the beautiful weather, spend some time with friends and family, and of course, as Scott says, go fly a kite.
You know, and it's perfect because you got to put kites together, and you got to put everything together at IKEA.
That is true.
So it's that perfect fit. Okay, so normally when we talk about the out-of-sight kite flight, that's in Kenosha, but this is different. This is the IKEA Frank Motz International Kite Festival at Veterans Park in Milwaukee. That's some title. Who's Frank Motz?
Frank Motz is a kite flyer way back in the 70s, and when he retired, he actually started making kites and giving them out free to kids. He was called the Kite King of Milwaukee, and this went on until he passed away in 1978, and a club was formed called the Kite Society of Wisconsin in his honor, and the very first kite festival was the Frank Motz Kite Festival in downtown Milwaukee, and it was at the Old Gun Club on the lakefront. That's before Veterans Park was actually a park. And that's Frank Motz.
Well, you know, that's great that you remembered him and named the festival after him.
Right. Yeah, and the tradition has gone on ever since. And when Gift of Wings opened a store in Veterans Park, it was a natural fit for me to continue the tradition. And the Kite Society remained involved for many years, but then we just took it over and started bringing in performers and professional teams and giant kites.
Let's talk about this. Now, the IKEA Frank Motz International Kite Festival at Veterans Park in Milwaukee, it's this coming weekend, Saturday and Sunday, 10 to 6 p.m. on Saturday till 5 p.m. on Sunday. It's free to attend?
It's free to attend and plenty of free parking.
Yep, free parking. And also, you can bring your own kites or buy one there.
Yep, you can bring your own kites or certainly buy one from Gift of Wings right there in the park, in Veterans Park.
Now, what I remember most about the one in Kenosha, because that's where I used to go to that one, that giant octopus. I don't know how you get that off the ground.
Well, that giant octopus, and it will be in Milwaukee this weekend. It's 150 feet long, 50 feet wide. We hold it down with 4,000-pound line. It's a huge kite. We have four giant tent stakes in the ground, and we have a team of about four people that put it in the air.
But it's not helium. This is just a kite.
This is a kite.
Just wind holding it
up.
Well,
one of the things about this kite that's very unique is it's so big, we have to have what we call a pilot kite So we have a 20-foot delta that sits about 100 feet higher than the octopus, and that holds it in the air and keeps it stable.
Well, the old days are just, you know, my dad getting some paper and some sticks and making a kite and having it get stuck on the phone wires or in trees.
Oh, trust me, that still happens with the kites today.
Yeah, but yet my father, let's fly it. Dad, you know, there were phone wires. There were trees everywhere. Let's go to the school, you know, on the play, you know, the school ground. There's no wires. No, we can do it here. And of course, it always got stuck in the tree and it stayed there for like a year until it just rotted away.
Until it rotted away.
And I said, why? You know, I look back now, that what were you thinking? I mean, there were phone wires everywhere. And you don't want to get them stuck on a phone wire because it's not good to get stuck on phone wires. About the times have changed, and Veterans Park, there were no phone wires.
There are no phone wires.
No trees.
Well, there's a few little trees.
Yeah, but.
But it's a wide open area. It's 80 acres of a park. And it's one, and in fact, Don, it's one of the top 10 best kite flying parks in the United States because of the winds right off of Lake Michigan. Right,
man, yeah. And you need winds because on a nice breeze-free day, this festival ain't getting off the ground, literally.
Actually, even if we don't have wind, we have professional teams that fly kites, like Connor Doran from America's Got Talent will be there. And Connor actually flies a kite that does not require wind, just requires him to move around a lot.
Well, there you go. I thought you were going to say some big mouth with hot air was going to come in. Okay, so let's talk about how this starts. And it starts every time the same way with the big...
Right. We'll start at 10 o'clock. And then at 12 noon, we'll have what we call the grand launch. And we're going to try to launch 500 or 600 kites all at the same time to our favorite music, Mary Poppins, Let's Go Fly a Kite. And this isn't us or the performers. We are inviting the public to come, bring their own kites. Of course, they can buy one in the park. Or make one.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And people do make kites. Or buy one from Gift of Wings right in the park. And then we're going to have a countdown. And we're going to launch all the kites all at the same time to our favorite song.
Does it get messy with all those kites going up at the same time?
It's not messy. It's beautiful. But, Don, I am going to need somebody to help untangle some of those lines.
Well, you got Zach right over here. That's what he's here for. And Zach
does help. He does a great job out there.
Me and my team are definitely having fun out there interacting and untangling,
really,
not necessarily snipping.
I'd have no patience for that, the untangling. You know, when I go walk around the lakefront here in Racine, I used to walk my dog. I saw kites in the trees all the time. I mean, just, they were, and they were there for about a year or so. They just stayed in the tree, and you can't climb and get them. They're way too high up there. But I see people, if you're going to, when they fly them, they should be flying them right there on the water line. There's no trees, no power line. But no, they don't do it there. They do it by the sidewalk where the trees are.
Well, Racine has a great beach for flying kites, just like Kenosha, Kennedy Park in Kenosha is one of the, you know, best places also in Wisconsin to fly kites. So, you know, there's some special rules when you're flying kites. Stay away from electrical and telephone lines. Mm-hmm. Certainly don't fly your kite during a thunderstorm. Ben Franklin was probably not a good example of that.
Well, but look what came out of it.
And, you know, don't fly your kite over freeways and heavily trafficked areas. Just be use some good common sense when flying a kite.
Now, the thing I never understood was you can fly a kite, but people put tails on. My dad used to put a tail at the end of it. What does that do?
Well, in the case of the kites that your dad used to fly were probably diamond-shaped kites.
Right.
Sort of like the Ben Franklin kite.
Yeah.
And so a tail stabilizes it. Otherwise, the kite rocks back and forth. So the tail stabilizes the kite. Now, a lot of our modern kites, which are nylon and graphite sparring, they don't require tails, and they're more of a triangular shape. They don't require tails because it's a very stable kite to begin with.
Okay.
So a diamond kite always should have a tail. All of the other types of kites don't require tails.
Scott Fisher of Gift of Wings is with me, and so is Zach Neff from IKEA. They're here talking about the IKEA Frank Motz International Kite Festival. Coming to Veterans Park in Milwaukee this Saturday and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Saturday till 5 p.m. on Sunday. All right, Zach, I looked up some interesting facts about IKEA because everybody talks about IKEA. It's huge.
Yeah,
it's,
for sure.
And the buildings are huge to begin with. I mean, if you're looking for a vacation, just take a walk through there and bring your tent and everything, and it'll take about a week to get through IKEA, and you had a great time.
That's funny.
Okay. The name is an acronym.
It is.
Oh, so you know this.
I can't. The question is, can you say it?
No, I can't. It's Ingvar.
Yep.
Comprad.
Yep.
Elmtrid, something like that. A Gunnard. So there you go, IKEA. It's the home village of where Ingvar lived. So it's an acronym. Because people say, where'd that come from?
Totally. No. So first and last name, and then the town or village he grew up in, and then the farm. That's kind of how IKEA came out.
The sofas are named after Swedish towns, beds after Norwegian locations, and garden furniture after Swedish islands.
Also true.
You can't be in your position.
You have to have a naming convention at some point.
Yeah. Yeah. The accidental flat packed furniture began in 1956 after an employee removed the legs off a table so it would fit into a car trunk without getting damaged.
Also very true.
That's like Ben Franklin with the kite and the key.
Totally.
It just happens.
Invention comes from the need, right?
One iconic Billy bookcase is sold approximately every 10 seconds. Some sources say every 5 seconds globally. What's a Billy bookcase?
So Billy bookcase is a bookcase that we've had in our range for a very long time. It's very much an IKEA iconic product. So standard bookcase that you would see in anybody's home, along with just like our Poang chair and some of our other iconic pieces.
How about this one? IKEA is one of the largest consumers of wood on the planet. They use 1% of the world's commercial wood supply annually. But here's the big one. Billions of meatballs are sold, 1 billion Swedish meatballs every year.
Yes.
Everybody
loves the meatballs. Yeah. They have restaurants in almost all of our units. People love the meatballs. But going back to the wood usage, we are a large consumer of wood, but we also have a lot of our own forests that we replant and kind of make sure we're giving back, right? Like, otherwise, we would end up not in a great spot.
Making them out of plastic one of these days if you didn't have that. But here's the big one, the baby boom. Company estimates suggest that roughly 1 in 10 Europeans are born, made, how do you want to say that, conceived on an IKEA bed.
We'll go with whatever that stat is.
There you go. That's IKEA. And you teamed up with a nice guy, by the way. We've been dealing with this guy for years
Again,
and years.
The partnership's been great. It helps us get information out there just about IKEA in general and the awareness. And then now for us, it's about giving us the opportunity to talk about new locations coming. So the one that's coming into Gurnee this fall, we've got Madison coming this fall. So we have a lot of things happening within IKEA and the central U.S. region.
Let's talk about some of the special guests you're going to have there at the Kite Festival.
Well, first of all, we have a team from Chicago, actually from Chicago and Michigan now, called the Chicago Fire Kite Team. And they are celebrating their 40th anniversary together as a team. And they're going to be flying 6 kites. Now, you have to imagine, Don, and you've seen this, 6 kites flying all at the same time in unison, sort of like the Blue Angels, to music. It's unbelievable.
With less exhaust, yeah.
With less exhaust. We have a team from San Diego, and they're called The Force, Mark and Jeanette Lummis, and they fly kites that have 4 lines each. And then they'll be flying as a team. Connor Doran from America's Got Talent will be flying. Curtis Jones and his Wind Wolves kite team. They'll be flying all of the giant kites, including the giant IKEA shark kite and the giant IKEA heart kite. The shark kite is almost 100 feet long. And the heart kite is about 50 feet wide, I believe, and it's about 75 feet long. And just incredible kites. So they'll be flying those big kites. We have a real special guest coming in from Vancouver. And this truly is an international kite festival. James Almas. And James, his niche is flying 3 or 4 stunt kites all at the same time to music. So he has one in his right hand. He has, and each of these kites have 2 lines. So one in his right hand, one in his left hand, one on his waist, and one on his shoulders. And he maneuvers these in unison together. He's his own flight team. He's so good. And we have another guy coming in from Montreal, Jean Lemire. And he flies 3 kites all at the same time. And we're going to team up the 2 of them together to have a mega team. So it's going to be unbelievable with the performers that we have coming in from all over North America.
Sounds like he plays hockey too with that name.
Yeah, Jean Lemire.
You know what I picture someday when 50 years when we're both gone? You with your ashes being flown over the next guy's festival, a little baby urn, and you'll be flying with the octopus.
Oh, yeah.
I picture something like that going on. Of course, we won't be, you and I won't. You'll be here, Zach, not
us.
I
appreciate the comment.
We won't be here. Well, this is just great. I love this every time I go to the Kenosha when it comes here. But this is in Milwaukee at Veterans Park, and it's coming up next weekend. And I'm looking at some of the notes here. The first 100 kids to participate in the Window Nation?
That's the Window Nation Kids Mad Dash. And what we're going to do, Don, is we're going to give out 100 free kites to the first 100 kids that sign up and participate in this event to see who can get their kite the highest in 60 seconds. And this truly is a place and time that I need some people to help us untangle lines.
Now, let's talk about Gift of Wings. When did you start that?
Gift of Wings started in actually 1987. Okay. We opened a small store in a kiosk in Mayfair Mall. And shortly after we opened, people started coming in, and it was an aviation store. It no kites at all. And I'm a pilot, so I brought in things that I thought, you know, were relevant to pilots, and including charts and everything else. But people started coming in asking for kites because this was a flying store. So we started bringing in kites, and I started to learn about kites. And about that time, kite flying with nylon materials and kite teams just were starting. So that's how we got into kites. And the kites were so big that we had to open a separate store just for kites in the Mayfair Mall. Shortly thereafter, the Milwaukee County Parks contacted me and said, "We want a kite store down at Veterans Park." This was kind of a new park at the time. And I came down and they said, "Just bring your van down and sell kites." And I said, "I don't have a van, but I'll build a building." And the parks director at the time said, "I don't care what you do, just do it in 2 weeks. We want a kite store." And that's where we started.
That's the birth. Now, where's it now?
Right now, we've got stores in Veterans Park in downtown Milwaukee, right on the lake. Greendale, where we have the best ice cream and kites in Greendale. And Franklin on Highway 100 in Loomis Road.
And you got that big, that statue of, what's his name?
Norman Rockwell.
Norman Rockwell.
Norman Rockwell.
I have a picture of me and Norman together when I was in Greendale. We took a picture together. He's sketching out and a picture of something. And I made it look like I was correcting him on the picture. I stood there pointing to something, shaking my head.
Well, a little story on Norman. We did an AI video with Norman, and we had him actually get up and walk into Gift of Wings and say, "Gift of Wings has the best ice cream and kites in Greendale."
I thought you were going to do something like, you know, when Don was correcting his picture, he got up, walked in, threw his hands up and just left and said, "I'm leaving.
Send me the picture."
Yeah, I got a picture of that, though. Well, you guys are great. This is great. And let's do a quick review. This is next weekend, next Saturday, this coming Saturday and Sunday. I forgot today's Monday. This Saturday and Sunday at Veterans Park in Milwaukee. It's right on the lakefront. You can't miss it.
Right.
And 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Sunday. Got to get home and watch 60 Minutes, the premiere, right?
So right.
They ended at 5. And Scott Fisher from Gift of Wings, you've been doing this now for how long? How many years?
I've been doing this now for almost 40 years.
Whoa. 40 years. Wow. And Zach Neff from IKEA. He is the big sponsor of the IKEA Frank Motz International Kite Festival. That's some handle on that thing. That's a big name.
It's a big name. And Veterans Park. You know what? There's two important names in there. It's IKEA and kites. So it all goes together really well.
And your name's never attached to these.
My name?
Yeah.
Oh, well, it's not about me.
Well, it's not a Gift of Wings is never attached to it either.
Well, Gift of Wings is in there. And we always get Gift of Wings in when we do interviews like this.
Well, good for you. You're always smiling.
Thank you.
Must be all that fresh air up there.
You know, there is some. there is. It is. It's nice fresh air. One other really important thing is that candy will be falling from the sky.
Oh, yes, the candy drop.
The Renewal by Anderson Kids candy drop.
Yeah, yeah.
And we'll be dropping candy. But one of the unique things that we try to do if we have enough wind is we drop, for the adults, of course, we have the Johnsonville Brat drop.
Oh, really?
And we take brats and we put them on parachutes.
Oh.
In plastic bags, of course. And the parachutes fall from the sky. And it is the greatest sight seeing 30 adults chasing brats across the park.
Or candy.
Or candy.
Talk about a land grab. I've seen the candy drops. It's like kids had never seen candy before.
Yeah.
And you got to gather up as much of that. And you got to bring a bag or something, because if you don't, you can only hold so much in your pockets. But yeah, that's great. This is a great event. And, of course, you do it in Kenosha every year.
Yeah, every year. And you know, Kenosha, we've been doing Kenosha for almost 23 years now. It's become a big part of what we do.
Works great when you're right on the lake and get that big, big wind.
Right
off the water. A lot of wind in the studio, too. So
right off the water. That's what we like to see.
A lot of hot air in this room, too, so you can do it. Thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you, Don. I sure do appreciate it. And, you know, I have one last thing to say to you.
I know what it is.
Go fly a kite.
Thank you very much. Awesome. Scott Fisher from Gift of Wing, Zach Neff from IKEA. They're talking about the IKEA Frank Motz International Kite Festival coming to Veterans Park in Milwaukee next weekend, Saturday and Sunday. This weekend, from Zach. I keep forgetting today's Monday. Saturday and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturday, 10 to 5 p.m. on Sunday. It's free to go in. Free parking. You can bring your own kites, or you can buy one gift of wings. And kids can even make them, too. You have a little making tent there.
Yeah, we do. We'll make some kites for the kids, and it's going to be a fun weekend.
Yeah. Thank you, Zach, for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Is it a long schlep to come in here?
Not terrible.
Okay.
Nice driving.
Good for you. Hey, beautiful morning for it, too.
Beautiful morning. Sun's out. Sky's clear.
WRJN on the radio. Yeah.
Exactly.
It's a great morning.
Can't go wrong.
All right. Keep selling those Swedish meatballs.
We'll see you at the store for them.
Okay. Thank you guys for coming in this morning.